y'all, and welcome back to What Would Cherrick Do?
A Choose Your Own Adventure podcast.
And I am Chad, your co-host for this evening, and along with me is...
Eric, your other co-host for this evening.
That's what makes them co-hosts.
Or morning, or whatever time of day you're listening to this.
Oh, true.
At the moment, it's evening for us.
It's nighttime here.
But for you, who knows when it will be?
Ooh.
Yeah, see, you feel very ghostly.
Yeah.
I just felt inspired for a moment. So, there it is. Hey, guys, we're back, and we're here for another episode. Terribly excited about it.
I'm kind of stoked.
I think we've picked a really intriguing one.
Yeah, I think this one, like, the mystery surrounding this book title.
Yeah.
Has really got me hooked off the start.
There are some book titles you're like, okay, you can kind of guess what's going to happen. I feel like Punishment Earth was one, again, that you didn't really know what you were getting yourself into. And this one's very much like that. So that's really exciting.
If this is your first time, I know we're pretty far into the podcast. If this is your first time listening, what we do is we read Choose Your Own Adventure books. And Eric and I come together as...
Cherrick.
To debate these choices and see where the story leads us. Get pumped. This week, quick plug. You know, if you want to, if you like our podcast,
plug it,
you know, tell your friends, rate, review us on iTunes, follow us on Facebook and Twitter at Cherrick Podcast. And that's the last time I'm going
to
talk about
it. Maybe that can be like our catchphrase. Maybe instead of saying all of that junk, we can just say, and don't forget to plug it. You know?
Yeah. Oh, you know, you go.
I don't know. It was an idea.
Yeah. It's an idea.
We'll say, like, we'll plug it, you plug it, everybody plugs it. It's pretty good, right?
Yeah. It sounds a little dirty, but that's okay.
Well, yeah. It will help you remember.
Especially, to plug it.
If you're a dirty-minded person. Okay. Chad. How did you first come across these books? Like, what inspired you to get me over here and read them aloud with you?
Well, I grew up reading these books in the middle of nowhere, Kansas.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there wasn't a lot to do out there. And so I got these books through our school's library, and I would read them over and over. They were my favorite because I could read them multiple times, and each time was different.
Nice.
But that's how I grew to love them. You know, and I rediscovered them in my adulthood going through some stuff at my parents' house. And I was like, yes, these were awesome.
Yeah.
Eric's going to love them.
Neat.
But, I mean, you've had some history with these books
prior.
For sure,
yeah. I mean, there was already some of me that definitely loved them. They kept me entertained. I was, you might not know this about me, Chad. I was actually raised by my grandparents.
Well, I think, we talked about you went on the Amazon with your grandpa.
For sure, yeah. We did. Yeah, okay, yeah. I just didn't mention that I was... Yeah, they pretty much raised me. When I was a younger lad, my grandma would have to take me with her to her quilting club.
Oh.
Where instead of just sitting around doing nothing, I naturally learned how to quilt. But
clearly.
Also, while we were quilting, we read these stories. And they kind of passed the book around, and they kind of had this... democracy style deciding. I don't know. It was really fascinating. There were, you know, a bunch of old hens kind of getting
together. What's your favorite quilting pattern to use?
I really like the triangular ones.
Yeah.
Those are super cool. And the ones that are like kind of octagonally patterned, but like spread out from the middle.
In repeating fashion. Where do you land on the, like, classic age-old, like, debate of flying geese versus pinwheels?
Well, I feel like that's a very personal choice, and I haven't really been into quilting for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
So I feel like a lot of it just depends on your perspective, on your background. I mean, pinwheels, clearly, but...
you're totally a pinwheel.
Yeah, I mean, there's no other way to go around it. But again, you know, like, everybody's different. I don't want to be, you know, shit-talking. The geese, gooses and geeses,
mice and geeses,
so we both have some history with these books, but not this one. Shall we say which one it is?
Yeah, go ahead, go for it.
Is it time? Oh my gosh! All right, well this one today, episode 8, Choose Your Own Adventure, number 30, Chinese Dragons.
Like, are there going to be dragons? Like, are we in China again? Do they remember that we've already been to China?
I don't know.
Possibilities are
I don't
endless.
Know, Chad. Yeah,
endless.
These are questions that I cannot answer at the moment. But R.A. Montgomery surely has another exciting adventure in store for us.
Indeed. Well, what do you say we get right into it?
I say we dive right in. I say that you and I come together and make magic happen.
Yeah.
As Cherrick.
Okay, so let's set the time period first.
Hit him.
620 AD, China. Okay, so we're like ancient China.
Time traveling warlock.
Def. Faux show.
Yeah.
Okay, so we live with our aunt and uncle on this tiny farm in the, I forget the name of the village.
This Chinese village.
This Chinese village. It's not important.
And they have 10 kids?
Yeah, something like that.
So like, 11. They're 11 kids. They have a lot of mouths to feed. And it's like...
And we're just like another mouth. You know, like nobody gives us any respect. No. Like we're loved, but we are constantly overlooked.
We're the cousin.
We're the cousin.
We're the nephew.
We're, you know, this kid.
No one really cares about us.
Because our parents died from this, like, disease that, like, rampaged through the land.
What did the book say? Like, people yearned for the times when like, thousands of people died from this disease? I feel like it was on the very first page, and it was really strange. But
anyway, yeah.
There were a lot of hard times.
It's a hard time in China.
Yeah.
You know?
Rough days.
Like, there's been drought that's kept crops from growing. People tried to flee to the south, but there was, like, bandits and murderers and thieves down there, and they came back, and this disease has swept through the nation, killing thousands, and then never mind, like, the Mongolians attacking from the north.
Right, battles and raging.
Like, coming in to
food
villages.
Food is scarce. Yeah,
it's not great.
So
we live on this farm.
And we have to prepare the fields for planting.
Yeah.
And we get, like, kind of the crappy portion because we're disliked.
Yeah, we always get, like, the hardest part, you know. And there's these two older cousins.
Who are the favorites.
I don't know if any of this is going to be important.
Probably not.
But there's the two oldest brothers who are the favorites. They get the easiest work. They get the most food.
Even the girls have to
work
in the fields.
Yeah, the girls
work. They don't get any respect either because
of
women. And so, like, they kind of understand our plight and our struggles, but they don't really do anything about it because they're getting screwed, too.
Okay, so...
So, okay, but this
times.
Is when
grim
things
times.
Start happening, though.
So
here,
there is...
So,
China has a hero.
Sun Moon.
Li Shimin.
Oh.
Li Shimin, China's great hero.
Oh, okay,
the beacon of hope for all of China.
Yeah.
The son of the emperor.
Great warrior.
Great warrior, inspires men and villagers wherever he goes. Okay, so Shining Moon.
Shining Moon.
Our cousin.
That's what I was thinking of.
She's one of the ladies.
Mm-hmm.
One of the girl cousins.
She's super excited about it.
She hears that there's going to be a sacrifice. So apparently before they go into battle or after they come back from battle, they have a sacrifice. And it's really happening really close to our village. And Li Shimin is going to be there. And it, this
he's,
sacrifice
he's sacrificing
is leading...
his white horse.
Yeah. And this is leading into a battle. And our uncle is like... If you want to die, I'll tell you how you'll die, by not planting these fields, because we're going to starve.
Right. So, maybe if it was a sacrifice for victory, we would embrace it.
Maybe,
but
he's like, you got to go get to work.
No, But we really want to go.
But we hate it here. Like, it's... We want so much to be back with our parents and our other village, mm-hmm. playing with our friends.
Yeah.
Not living this life of, like, hardship and neglect.
Yeah. And no respect, man. We don't get no respect.
None. And we have a dog.
That's true. We sleep with the mongrels.
Yeah. His name is Black Moon, our dog. So we're feeding our dog, and we look at the road, and we see people going, taking this road down to the river where the sacrifice is happening. And we wonder to ourselves, like, should we disobey our uncle and go to the sacrifice?
Mm.
And if we do, we turn to page 17.
Mm-hmm.
Or if we stay here, nose to the grindstone, do our work.
Plant the fields.
Plant the fields. We turn to page 6. So, do we chase our dreams of hope and a life outside of this abysmal place? Or do we accept our reality as it is? Try to provide for the family that doesn't care about us too much.
Chad, we're a runt, you know?
Yeah, I'm with you.
No one cares about us.
Only the dog does.
The dog does. But the dog would come with us. Also, though, there's not a lot of food.
Not a lot. And what I mean, what we do, but what we do is super important for the family. Like, we help provide for this family. That's true.
So here's the question. If we run, are we going to come back? Like, I guess that's the idea.
That's the idea that, I mean...
We're going to face the wrath of our uncle by running away and then returning and being like, yo, whoop my ass, I'm sorry. I went to this sacrifice and didn't plant the field in time.
Yeah. I don't know.
Hmm.
It's a tough one. Like, this book is super heavy and deep.
For sure, I feel like there's a lot of me that just says, you know what, nose the grindstone. Let's just do our work.
Mm-hmm.
But also, I mean, I want to go see the sacrifice and not actually do my work. Like, I want to play hooky. Great. I don't want to plant the fields. No.
Yeah.
But I know that I should. I mean, this is the conundrum, Chad. How's Cherk feeling right now? Is he feeling really responsible? Or are we feeling reckless and dangerous? Dangerous. Well,
usually when we feel reckless, things don't go our way.
That's fair.
But also, like, planting the field seems super lame.
Oh, God, it's so lame.
Super lame.
Here's what's going to happen when we turn to page 6, Chad. You walk out into the field. You start planting the seeds. A storm rolls in. Lightning flashes near you. You get worried, thinking maybe you should stop planting the field. But then you know your uncle will get mad at you, so you keep planting. Then you get struck by lightning. You are dead.
It's like you're reading the book.
If that's actually what happens when you turn to page 6, I was not reading that. That was me just spitballing. That being said, I think that we should turn to page 17 and go check out this sacrifice.
Okay. No, I agree.
Yeah.
I think it'll be... Like, he has to give us something once in a while.
Yeah.
He specifically said not to, but he's not our dad.
I mean, we're gonna get whooped.
You
know that, like, we're gonna get beaten.
For sure.
And probably, you know, tossed.
You know, what
in
could happen is we go to the sacrifice, we come back, our uncle says, I told you not to go, now our whole family is going to starve, so you know who's gonna starve? You're gonna starve. And he locks us in that shed with nothing but a burlap sack to cover ourselves.
Yeah.
For weeks on end,
we
starve the end.
Yeah. Or we could go to the sacrifice, meet the love of our life, go on the wildest adventure
possible.
We could
join Li Shimin's army.
We could join Li Shimin's army.
Come back.
And battle dragons until we die and go to Shangri-La.
Oh, we missed that part. They definitely talked about the dragons. We didn't talk about that. Yeah. Okay, so... Before all this drought and famine and all of that, like, the Chinese dragons, these ancient spirits, like, used to bring, like, water and rain and prosperity to the land. And they haven't been seen in, like, ages.
So the dragons are missing and that's why there's a drought.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think
that's
all
kind
these
of
bad things
yeah.
could be attributed to the dragons not being
See, there. Chad, we got to go to the sacrifice so that we can go on our great adventure to go find the missing dragons and bring water and prosperity back to China.
Okay. Let's do it. We're going to turn to page 17.
Page 17! It's happening. All right.
Yeah, so not bad. We head out to go to the sacrifice. We're walking down the road with their dog, Black
Moon.
We're
a little hesitant about it. We're
a little,
like,
hesitant,
oh,
but, like,
maybe.
Once we get going, like, we're so into it. We're like, freedom!
That's true. We're even whistling like we used to back home when our parents were alive.
Looking up. And you're like, maybe I'll never come back.
Legit.
You know? So we're walking down the road, and we... Yeah. Oh, good one.
Yeah. Hey, thanks.
And we meet this couple who is, you know, kind of strikes up a conversation.
Well, the dude, like, predicts who we are, essentially. Yeah. He's like, hey, he's you're like, going to the sacrifice.
Let me guess. You're going to the sacrifice. Also, you ran away from your parents. And we're like,
yeah
pretty much.
He's pretty much
like,
got
you
us. Yeah.
Nailed it.
Yeah. And they're super friendly, and we, like, tell them a little bit about our parents' death and what's going on and that we're in the shit, and...
Yeah.
They're super friendly and are like, hey, we could actually kind of use a person like you.
Yeah, so they're going to Luoyang.
Yeah.
Which is, like, this town.
Looking for jobs.
And they're a tailor, and mm-hmm. she's a painter of pottery.
Mm-hmm.
And they're going there to, like, look for jobs and start a new life. And they say, hey, we could use an assistant. If you want to come with us, like, you know, we'd help you out.
And that's actually and pretty tempting.
Work, and you could work for us.
Because they're super friendly and awesome.
And they're sympathetic to our story and our mm-hmm. situation.
Yeah, they just seem like pretty good folk.
But also, like, we set out on this journey to go to the sacrifice.
Yeah, we definitely would not be able to do that.
So that's the choice we're presented with. Do we go with the couple to Luoyang? Or do we continue on our way to the sacrifice?
I'm feeling a little bit of the clash right now.
Okay.
Like, should I stay or should I go now?
No.
Should I stay or should I go now? Yeah, a little bit.
Yeah.
Yeah, so.
Definitely.
Don't think that really helps my decision, but that's definitely where I felt.
That's such a great album.
My mind went, oh, that song's so great, too. Oh, the Clash.
The Clash. Classic.
Classic Clash. Anyway, there's a lot of me that really wants to check out The Sacrifice. Like, that's the reason we left.
So, here's what I think is going to happen. Like, we could go and work for this couple.
Yeah.
And we'll probably be, like, in the same shit we just left.
Right.
They don't know us. Now they have, like, an indentured servant. Like, we're going to sleep out back. They will barely feed us and work us to the bone.
Right.
Even though they seem kind of nice.
That's true. It could just end up being the same old, same old.
Or we can have the sacrifice and, I mean, I'm guessing...
Maybe be part of his army.
Like props.
Yeah.
Probably joining the army.
Yeah, let's keep going, man.
That's what I'm kind of leaning towards. Yeah. Like, I think we should just kind of go to the sacrifice and see what happens.
So we can move on. And now sing, screw these people, let's just go now. We don't need you, let's just go now. All right, so we're turning to what page, Chad?
35.
All right, let's do it. So I feel like we're back at where we were, Chad.
Yeah.
Should we stay or should we go now?
I think this is the theme.
We're just going to keep singing this song.
Like leaning on the Clash. I think, was R.A. listening to the Clash?
Oh, maybe when he was inspired. It was his favorite album at the time.
Maybe. Okay, so catch us up, Eric. Like, what's happened?
All right, so we have decided.
In these pages.
What did we decide? We decided to be in the army?
We decided to go to the sacrifice.
Forget those people,
we're going to the sacrifice.
Right on. So we kept going. We said goodbye, and we were like, hey, if we want to, we'll go check these people out in Luoyang later.
Yeah.
If worse comes to worst. And, you know, we may be walking a little bit longer until we see Lee Shi Min sitting on the side of the road with his horse. And guess what his horse's name is?
I don't... Jeff.
No, but close.
Okay.
His horse's name is Autumn Dew.
Ooh.
Yeah, pretty fancy.
That is fancy.
There's a crowd gathered there, and we're like, oh, if only we had a crowd gathered around us like that, and if we could only be as great as Lee Shi Min.
Yeah.
Just so happens that time, this soldier comes out and is like, hey, you punks, anybody who wants to sign up to be a soldier in Lee Shi Min's army for the Emperor of China, like... go over there next to Luoyang and sign up. And we're like, damn, that's just what we came over here to do.
Yeah, we're like, called it.
So, we run over to Luoyang with a bunch of other youths.
Able-bodied men.
Able-bodied men, youths.
Young men.
Young soldiers. We wait in line for like 45 minutes. We watched a couple idiots beat the shit out of each other.
Yeah, we did.
Yeah, and everybody was laughing at them. And then eventually they broke it up and beat them with sticks. It was really entertaining. And then finally we got called in and we signed up. We were a little bit hesitant, but we put our little inky thing down that our grandpa made for us.
little stamp.
Inky thing is the technical term.
Yeah.
And then they took all of the able-bodied youths away, and someone made the comment of, I bet maybe 10 of them will last to the next year. And that really kind of concerned us a little bit, made us kind of second guess.
Yeah, because we're like going to go battle the Turks or something.
For sure, yeah. So like if we leave, it's not too late maybe, like it's still pretty early,
maybe
so
we could
just
still
get out.
Ditch,
yeah, we
right?
could just duck out, nobody would really notice.
Mm-hmm.
Or we could stay and perhaps become a great a warrior, or perhaps die. So if we decide to desert, turn to page 65. If we decide to stay, turn to page 68.
I feel like this is an easy decision for Cherrick.
Yeah.
Cherrick is no deserter.
Mm-mm.
Like,
Cherrick
he
is
would
an honorable
never,
man. Yeah.
He would never, like, set out on a course of action and then desert it.
For sure. No, he would never get taken in by his aunt and uncle and then desert home and planting their fields.
So you're saying that we've already done that?
I mean, I definitely think to some extent we've definitely,
but
like,
that...
we have deserted our family to join the army. Like, I don't know how else you could phrase that.
Fair statement, but we didn't choose that life.
For sure, and also, like, there's a difference between 10 mouths and China, you know, like,
China.
We're trying to make a bigger difference. You know, our uncle is an asshole. He mm-hmm. he can die. Whatever. You know, that was a little harsh. But you know what I'm saying. Like, is it my kind of an asshole uncle or China? You know, like
true.
When you boil that down.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like we should stay.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Yeah. Besides, I don't want dessert anyway.
Do you know what was going through my head though? Like this whole time you're reading that text.
Should I stay or should I?
No, not quite.
No.
Like, it's that song from
a different song
from Mulan.
Let's get down to business. To defeat the Turks, the barbarians.
Yeah,
that's good. That's
yeah,
good.
Totally.
Like, you're the saddest bunch of youths I ever met, and you'll all be dead before next year.
Yeah.
So you should just go eat some dessert.
Yeah. So just
that's
hang
good.
Out.
That's good.
But yeah, that was the whole time you're reading. I'm in my head. Let's get down to business.
You weren't even listening to me. You were just singing to yourself.
Yeah, and looking up the lyrics to "Let's Get Down to Business."
Oh my gosh. You were looking up the lyrics. Ouch.
Yeah, anyway.
Ouch. Well.
I'm into it though. Let's stay with the army.
We're going to hang out with the army and not desert. Fantastic. Here we go.
Two pages. I can't handle, folks,
the stark difference from the first page to the second page
just
was incredible.
Just when they're building up all my hopes and dreams.
Okay.
Oh my god.
So first of all, Chad's montage was a little early.
Yeah, like, first sentence.
We turned to page 68, yeah. First sentence is like, you stay with the army. 3 months later, you're a trained soldier of the emperor.
Yeah, so definitely Mulan montage moment happening right there.
Training for 3 months.
Yeah.
So, like, this is epic. Like, we're training for 3 months.
And then we got,
we're a soldier.
Sick armor.
Yeah,
we're feeling great.
We're ready for action. We're part of an advanced column marching after the Turks beyond the Great Wall and into Outer Mongolia.
And we don't see any of them. Just, like, the random skeleton here and there.
Right. So far, no encounters whatsoever.
None.
So then we turn to page 88.
Yeah.
And
then
immediately, before we even know what's happening, we're shot with an arrow, like through our chest, and it says the life rushes out of us. We are greeted by our ancestors, our parents, and grandfather. What, the greatest with open arms. Yes. Oh, we're so glad you're dead and here with us. And, we even ask him. We're like, "What happened?"
They're like, "You didn't even see him." We're like,
"Yeah, no, what happened?
What's going on?" They're like,
"It doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter.
You're one of us.
You're one of us now.
You're dead. You joined the army and died, bro.
The end, man."
I feel like that was really harsh. I feel like, we both saw that going a very different direction.
Like we joined the army and like
we were getting down to business
and we become a hero.
guess that's what happens when you get like wrapped up in your ambitions and goals and abandon your family.
I feel like every time we do that, bad things happen. But
maybe we would learn.
You would.
But he tempts us. R.A. tempts us every time.
He's so good at it.
He's great, man. He's the best. He's like, yeah, you want to be in the army. You want to be a great soldier.
You're like,
you want to.
Here's a great movie montage moment, Dad.
Yeah. Done.
Man, the twists and turns that he takes us on.
Oh, wow. Okay, well,
all right.
Thankfully,
well,
this was just the first time.
This has been episode 8.
Yeah.
I'm just kidding.
No,
can
so...
Can you imagine if we only read each of these books
once? Oh, God, that would suck. Like, we just find one ending
like
and then we're done.
Like 10-minute episodes and we'd be done.
Yeah, that's no good.
That's not fun for anyone.
No.
Okay, so we get 2 respawns per podcast. So we are going to go back...
So we're using respawn. Where did I come from?
And then we're going to desert the army.
Here we go. Page 52. We are deserting. Yeah, we are not hanging out. We're going to page 55.
Yeah, we're like, just kidding. Screw this. We're out.
Yeah. Dunzo. Chad, my buddy. Take back over.
Okay.
I'm drum.
Yeah, so, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well,
things happened.
It didn't end poorly.
What, it did end. That's a spoiler.
It did.
I feel like I tried to string you along with the reading. Were you thinking it was going
to
go somewhere?
I was thinking it was heading somewhere when you got to the white-haired guy with the missing arm.
Okay, let's catch him up, though.
Yeah.
So we're crouching, like, behind these bushes. Like, the army runs away. They're marching off, and we're like, man, whew! That was close. And then we hear this old man, this voice, and we're like, hey, what are you doing? You know, and we're like, turn around, and it's this old man.
He's got like a wispy,
he's got like
white,
a wispy
beard,
white beard. And like immediately, me, Chad, has like a great feeling about it.
Right, Chad's like, I love this guy already.
I love this guy already.
And he's missing his arm, he's got his sleeve tucked back, and...
Yeah, right?
Grizzled
so
old man.
So he tells us stories about how he used to be in the army... And he fought the Turks, and that's how he lost his arm. And he saw, like, 15 of his fellow comrades die. And he's like, you know what? Good for you for not joining up. You'd be far better off, like, being a farmer.
Yeah,
immediately,
he straight up knew what we were
now
doing.
I'm
he was
reading
like, you're
this,
running away.
And I'm like, oh, crap. And then we go back to our uncle's farm, the end, right?
Yeah.
You know? But no. We decide that we're going to go to Luoyang. And
well, he's like, now help an old man to Luoyang.
Yeah. So we help him to Luoyang, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And we're like, hope to find that couple we met on the road.
And denied.
And you know, said no thanks.
And it said that we'll just live in Luoyang and hope that our uncle and the army of Lo Shi Min never find us.
Yeah, the end.
So we'll just live a nice, peaceful existence in Luoyang.
Maybe.
Or we could die.
Who knows?
The next step.
I don't even know.
I really wanted to see a dragon.
I still do so much.
Like, we didn't save anybody. We didn't do a thing.
We didn't do anything.
We just left our family. We just ran away. We ran away.
That's all we did. We're just a
That's
runaway
all
orphan.
We accomplished. We're just a generic runaway orphan with nothing special.
So, is it too early to start, like, breaking our rules?
I think it's a little early. I feel like
because
it's a
I,
little
like,
early
I
to start breaking
read this
our
again.
Rules. No, I understand.
I want to keep reading this book so much.
I understand, yeah, no, I mean...
Like, we died so fast twice. Here's my proposition. And you and I can decide this because we're the gods of this world.
That's true. We are Cherik. This is our world. Yeah.
My proposition is that we go back. No more respawns after this.
But we go back to the choice previous?
We go back to... And go with the couple to Luoyang.
Is that the
That
choice
was just like
previous?
2 choices
okay,
ago.
Yeah.
So it was like, go with the couple or go with the army. We went with the army. We died twice. I'm going to just go back, not clear back, and, like, stay at the farm. Not back to the first... I just want to go...
All right.
And stay with the couple.
Okay. Well, that's definitely breaking a rule.
It is. And but I also feel like there's so much more cool shit that could happen in this book.
I agree, but there have been other books that have only had two endings that we could have had more cool shit with. No, I'm not.
I'm not trying to argue to stop this,
but I just feel like there's a little bit of me that's like consistency is a good thing. But I'm also I want to know for sure. I want to know. So maybe we should just
I just want to just give me this one time.
Okay, we'll do it.
We're not going to do this all the time, I promise.
For sure.
But, like, this one book. I'm, like, so invested in this book and in this story. All right. And we've had such a rough life. And I just...
Chinese dragons, bring us something better.
Want us...
Okay.
To, like, have a happy ending.
Okay.
I want Cherik in this ancient Chinese village to, like, do some cool shit.
I'm with you. I'm with you. Let's make a difference, man.
And I feel like going to Luoyang is the way to do that.
Yeah, we should have just stayed with the nice people. In the first place.
You know, that always happens, though. Like, we run away and do our own thing, and, like, bad shit happens. Like, when are we gonna fucking learn, you know?
Apparently not just yet.
Apparently not yet.
We didn't learn, and now we're breaking our own rules. Chad, let's do it.
Okay, we're breaking the rules. We're giving ourselves one more respawn.
This is like a super respawn.
We found, like, a power-up along the way. Boop, boop, boop! Nice.
Yeah, thanks.
Yeah. And, And we got an extra life.
Here we go. Yeah.
Let's do it.
Boom. Oh my god.
Seriously?
This is like Choiception.
Oh like, my gosh.
How wild is this? Okay. Before we get into the fundamental craziness of what has just occurred.
Yeah.
We should catch up our listeners.
Okay. Cool. Cool shit happens.
Some pretty cool shit happens.
Yeah. Okay. So we go with them and immediately we're like, this is the right decision.
We feel like a whole person. Like
the literal words in the book are like, you have made the correct choice. Thank you for not choosing the other choice. Like that's what RA wrote.
It's pretty close.
Word for word. That was a quote from the text.
Oh.
No. I read it. You didn't.
Fair enough. Fair enough. Okay. So their names are Han and Flower.
Han and, well, her name is the Flower on the Water.
Oh, pardon me. It was just shortened to Flower for the rest that of
we,
that.
Yeah. And his name is Han Yu, and her name is the Flower on the Water. But we call them Han and Flower.
Right.
And they're like, hey, FYI, we're going to this town. I know you haven't been to a city like this. You can't trust everyone you meet. Like, I know you're with us, but, like, don't believe everything you hear. Don't trust everyone you meet. Like,
definitely
be on your guard a little bit, you know. They're like, it's, you're like, but we know, like, you're like, but it's like we heard it was just beautiful and like pretty and amazing, and they're like, it is, but with beauty and power comes greed and treachery.
Ridiculous.
Just need to be on your guard. And we're like, okay. And then we're like, wait, so they told me not to trust anyone, but here I am, like trusting them.
But they seem pretty
legit. But then we're like, we think about it, we're like, no, we're a good judge of character.
We got a great judge. Like, yeah, we got, yeah. Our radar is impeccable.
Okay, and then, like, here's where it takes a real turn. Like, having read the previous versions of this book.
Right. So.
Li Shi Min.
And army.
And army comes, like, marching into town, you know, like, on parade. And we're, like, all excited, you know, and we, like, trying to step up, you know, like, on our tiptoes so we can see him. And he's, like, looking around the crowd, and everybody loves him, and we see Autumn Dew, his horse. We've already talked about him. Magnificent horse.
But here's the craziest thing. He catches our gaze.
Yeah, like, he locks eyes with us.
Yeah, like, out of all the people in the crowd, he's looking at us, man.
Yeah, and he's, like, you know, we think... Like, he has his, and he seems to be telling us to join his army.
Right.
And this is the choice we're faced with, to join his army, to, like, leave Han and Flower.
Basically, yeah. The choice like, is leave Han and Flower.
So desert people again.
To join the army, or stay. With Han and Flower.
Han and Flower.
I'm really tempted to go.
No, what are you fucking thinking?
Here's all I'm saying. Just out of sheer curiosity, Chad, like, we chose to become part of the army one time, but that was the wrong time. If we choose to be in the army this time, what if, man? What if this is the time that we become a huge soldier and battle dragons? I don't know. I'm not saying that this is the choice that we should make. I'm just saying I'm really curious to see the timelines and how the fates work out, because it's fascinating. It's fascinating.
I refuse.
That's all. You refuse. You are adamant to stay.
Yes.
You're not even.
We joined the army.
You're not even slightly curious. Yeah, but no, we died once, and then we deserted.
And we deserted, and it ended.
To come find Han and Leia.
Yeah, and Han and Leia.
Yeah, who are living in China now.
In Tatooine.
Yes, China Tatooine.
It's the same. It's China Tween.
Well.
I really like.
You really want to stay.
So much. Like, we're in this magnificent town. Like, a town that we never, in our wildest dreams, could have ever lived in. We're in this, like, beautiful place. Like,
he is beckoning us with his eyes. Like, this wasn't like before.
The emperor has a palace here.
This wasn't There's like a soldier who's like,
beyond
everyone,
belief.
Everyone, come over here, sign up. This is him staring us down.
No,
he's looking into our soul. Listen, Chad.
He knows
we're destined for greatness.
I gave you this curiosity thing, and I'm putting my foot down.
Oh, so because you're the one who decided to do this, you get the final say.
Yeah.
Well, I can't argue with that. Okay.
No, we're gonna stay with Haunted Flower. Okay, like, stay with our fucking friends.
I mean, I'm not saying that's a bad idea. I'm just saying I would really be curious to see how differently the fates would play out.
Well, we're not ever gonna know because we're not choosing that.
Screw you, Chad.
We're not choosing it again.
I think it. That was my lawnmower impression. I guess it's more like a weed whacker. Shit. All right,
let's go.
We'll move on. We're hanging out. We're staying.
We're staying.
Chad won't let me leave. Wow.
Yeah.
Well, that got real deep real fast.
It did. I mean, that was a lot.
Yeah.
To take in.
That was definitely pretty intense.
What happened?
So, like, we decided to stay.
Yeah.
And immediately, we have seemed to change our tune. We're like, or Han says, hey, I don't think I'm going to stay and watch the sacrifice. And we're like, yeah, me either. I don't want to see all that blood. And that really confused me because that was the whole reason we left in the first place.
Well, the sacrifice was like an excuse, I think, for us to run away from.
So we didn't really want to see the sacrifice. We just wanted to get the F out.
Yeah, I think so.
Well, that's ridiculous. We could have done that any time. We didn't need an excuse. We're dumb.
It inspired us, though. It, like, gave us the, like, we needed a reason.
Nope, we're dumb. Moving on. So, like, the next two pages, it's like a dialogue between Han and us.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we're asking all these questions, like,
about the sacrifice.
Yeah,
why
like, why is it important, and where does this come from? And Han regales us with tales, and, oh, even human sacrifices occurred. And we're like, human sacrifices? We've only heard of this a little bit. We've never actually heard someone mention it completely and straightforwardly. The idea is repugnant, was the word that the book used. So apparently, yeah. It's a subject we're extremely passionate about. And after talking about all of this, Han and Flower decide that they're going to leave because they said, we're not going to stay and watch the sacrifice. And they wait for our decision. So really, it's still just, we're standing here. Do we stay and watch the sacrifice and turn to page 89? Or do we decide to leave and go to Luoyang with Han and Flower? Which apparently we're like just outside of and miss the sacrifice. Turning to page 79. Chad.
Okay, I think we should stay.
You do realize that means not staying with Han and Flower.
Yeah.
But you want to watch the sacrifice.
There's something more to this sacrifice
than a normal sacrifice?
Than, like, a normal one. Like this horse that they've described.
Beautiful white. I mean, angelic. I mean, perfect, right?
It seems like...
What's the horse in Lord of the Rings that Gandalf rides?
I don't know.
What is that horse?
Yeah.
It's,
No idea. I'm never gonna remember.
It's gonna come to me one of these days.
I don't even know.
Shadow Fox!
Yeah.
Shadowfax?
Shadowfax.
Shadowfax. That's what it is. Yeah, Shadowfax.
There it
Boom.
Is.
Boom. Done. Alright, now we can move on.
So that's very much like the picture. Like, that's a great visual for the people at home.
Totes.
Of how I'm feeling about this horse.
This is Gandalf's horse.
It's Gandalf's horse. And I don't know, like, something in my innermost core of me says, like, something's going to happen if we stay here.
All right, well, I am not going against the core of Chad's being.
And I just feel like if we go, like, this time...
This time we'll actually
miss something. This time, if we go with Han and Flower to Luoyang...
It'll just be like, oh, you go find a hotel, and
you
then you go to Luoyang,
and you live out the rest of your days, like, helping Han and Flower in their, like, Taylor pottery shop.
Okay.
And you're happy.
All right.
And I know I've been making a lot of the calls here.
Well, this is your super respawn.
On our one redo over.
I'm really okay with staying and watching because I feel like since we left to do this in the first place, we should just do it.
Like, don't you feel something though? Like, there's something there. Like, there's.
I mean, I think that it's a more interesting choice than going back with them for sure. I don't personally have like an emotional response to it.
There's something about this horse, and there's something about the way they described like how these rituals used to be done to like appease the gods of like air, wind, earth, and like fire, and in the history behind these rituals that's been lost to, you know, just spectacle. And I feel like RA would not write a book where they just do this sacrifice as another spectacle. You know?
Not really, but I'm willing to follow you here.
Okay. Like, you're not where I'm at.
No, for sure not. But I am 100% excited to turn to page 89 and check out the sacrifice.
Okay.
I'm with the crowd, man. I just want to see some blood. Give me the blood. Give me the guts. Give me this horse's head on a stick.
Like, there's something. There's something about this horse, nice. About this sacrifice.
Nice. Well, I mean, it is Shadowfax.
And like so. Us being in this place.
Legit. Okay.
At this time.
Well, I'm going to follow Chad's gut feeling. And we're going to turn to page 89.
It's never led us astray before.
No, never.
I'm
not once.
Definitely not into crocodile pits.
No. Getting ripped to shreds. No, never. All right. Let's do.
All right. I'm reading. Let's roll.
Well, Chad, you weren't wrong.
Like, I'm pretty happy with the way this turned out.
I feel like we definitely made a difference.
And I think we, like, honored Jarek in a way.
We
you
did.
Know? Like, his morals.
Well, and we showed Li Shim... Well, okay, all right.
Okay, anyway,
yeah,
we should
catch up.
Spoil everything.
Everything.
We should really tell you what happened.
Yeah, that's true.
Okay, so we get totally caught up in, like, this mob of people, right? It's we look around for Han and Flower, but they're like nowhere to be seen. Like,
no
we
way.
Can't find them. It's like they never even existed. Like, they were just like a dream. And we kind of like meld into the crowd, and the crowd is no longer like a group of people. It's like one.
It's like a solid
one
block.
Solid
yeah.
wall
just
of
can't
organism,
get
just
and,
like
yeah.
moving and swaying and chanting, and I'm getting super like the way RA wrote this, like.
It was magnificent.
I love it. It was really hitting me right in the feels, and I loved it. So we get into this crowd, and then a silence falls across the crowd as Li Shiman and the white horse, you know, appear.
Right. To draw the attention.
And we all know what's going to happen, right? And they're
that
just...
That horse is going to die!
They're all just like... sitting there waiting in silence.
Mm. And something.
Out of nowhere, a voice yells, "No!" And before we realize, and then we realize,
oh, that was our voice.
That's our voice.
That was definitely our voice.
And then before we can, like, we have no control, and we say, "Don't kill him!"
And we're like, start walking toward the horse.
Yeah, and like the crowd parts around us, like they're all shocked. And like Lishiman, it just like, rings out over this.
His
crowd.
Attention turns to us, and he's bewildered and confused.
And he's bewildered, and he's like, "What do you want?" You know, and he's like, he's not pissed. He's
no,
just
he
like
very firmly is like, "Yo, what's up?"
He's like, "What is it that you want?" And we're like, you have the power not only to take life, but to save it. Like, it's enough to have these people gathered here. We don't need to sacrifice this horse. Let the crowd be the sacrifice.
No.
And spare the horse.
I liked it because I felt like he said, sacrifice the sacrifice.
Yeah.
And I felt like that
he said,
was a...
sacrifice the spectacle.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
All right.
And he's like, we're all protectors. Alishi Min's like, we are all protectors of China. We're not killers and murderers. Like, the horse shall live as a symbol to everyone.
Yeah.
And at first, like...
And the crowd's like, huh?
The crowd's like, doesn't really know what to do because they came here for blood.
Right.
Like
we
Eric.
Wanted a bloody horse. Head on a spear.
Yeah. And then a group starts to cheer and several more people join in and the whole crowd is roaring and they say, the horse shall live. All hail Lishi Min.
Yeah.
And we like melt into the crowd and we find Han and Flower and they kind of nod in their approval and they're like, we're happy that we met you.
Yeah. We're like grateful for each other.
And in the end.
The end. We saved that horse's life, man.
Like, I knew. Like, there was something with me and this horse.
Here's all I'm saying. Gandalf owes us. Big time.
Yeah, totes. But, like, I'm really happy with it. Like,
no,
I'm
that
happy
was a much that was a much better ending.
I'm happy we cheated.
Super
know?
Respawn for the win. Absolutely.
And I feel really good about that. Like, we still never saw a dragon.
I don't understand why the book's titled
Chinese
Dragons. Yeah, definitely didn't seem to have much to do with anything. Besides the brief mention in the opening.
Yeah, I mean, that's about it.
But maybe there are dragons elsewhere in the book. And listeners, if you ever decide to check this one out and actually come across a dragon, or at least more mentions of a dragon,
you should tell us.
Let us know. We super respawned and got more information than we should have been privy to anyway. But it would still be exciting to learn other things about this particular adventure. And yeah, since we don't go back and reread and look through any other... avenues of decision making, we will never know.
We'll never know
unless you tell us.
Yeah, no, seriously though, like, read it and email us, or if you have questions, like,
yeah, these are super fun books, guys. We have a great time reading them together.
Or if you have like a weird theory that you're like, you guys totally should have done this, you're idiots, why didn't you think of that, like,
yeah,
hit us up on Facebook, like,
sometimes
shoot us an email.
We're totally idiots, guys.
Sometimes
that's,
we are,
it's just the truth. Cherik never.
Cherik never. Chad
no,
and Eric
Chad, all
have
the time.
Moments.
Yeah. Oh, or just moments. That sounds better.
Moments of idiocrity.
Idiocracy?
Is that a word?
There it is. Moment in the making, folks. Moment in the making. You were so close.
I was so close.
Right
man.
There. All right.
Oh,
well, on that wonderful moment,
it has been real.
And it's been good, and it's been really good.
Yeah.
And,
we'll talk to you soon.
Yeah, we'll catch you next time. Peace out.
I'm just... Oh, my gosh.
Chad, don't look ahead. Don't look ahead, bro.
No, I'm just, like, keep turning to the next page.
Yeah, what are you doing?
There's, like... It's, like, 15 pages.
That's why I handed it to you.
It's not a bench. We can trade.
Oh, come on. I read all of Indiana Jones.
Because it's your thing. Because you're the Indiana Jones friend, and it was your present.
All right.
Some classic outtakes.